Wow, this is huge. Thailand's anti-money laundering office just seized over 2 billion baht, about $600 million. And honestly, it feels like a real turning point for international finance and cross-border legal strategy.
Exactly. The freeze is specifically targeting the assets of Cambodian businessman Yim Leek, and it's not just cash. We're talking real estate, corporate holdings, and even digital assets.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. Under Thai civil forfeiture laws, they can actually confiscate property suspected of illicit activity without ever needing a criminal conviction. It really shows how much global anti-money laundering regulations have tightened in recent years.
In response, Leek's legal team has made a very strategic move by invoking 28 U.S.C.
Section 1782. That's a federal statute that allows foreign parties to ask U.S. courts for discovery assistance.
This is a smart play. It allows his attorneys to petition U.S.
district courts to compel document production, take depositions, and gather evidence that would be incredibly hard to get through traditional diplomatic channels.
By leveraging the robust discovery framework of the U.S.
legal system, they gain a real tactical advantage. They could uncover financial trails or internal communications that might challenge the legitimacy of the freeze or seriously strengthen Leek's defense.
It really underscores a sophisticated understanding of how to navigate cross-border legal mechanisms to protect both assets and rights.
But it's not just happening in courtrooms. Beyond traditional litigation, this case has completely expanded into the digital arena.
Right. Social media analysis is already showing coordinated campaigns designed to shape public perception and frame these regulatory actions in very specific ways.
And that makes so much sense today. In modern legal disputes, public opinion heavily influences both regulatory and judicial outcomes, which means digital forensics and media strategy are now essential parts of any defense or enforcement effort.
The presence of these coordinated efforts shows us that the stakes extend far beyond just financial recovery. We're looking at reputation management, regulatory precedent, and even public trust.
I agree. This case really serves as a microcosm of the broader challenges we're facing in global anti-money laundering enforcement.
Absolutely. As digital assets and cross-border capital flows become increasingly common, traditional legal boundaries are being pushed and tested like never before.
The application of U.S.
discovery statutes to challenge foreign asset freezes could establish important precedents for how international parties navigate jurisdictions with less transparent legal processes.
It also highlights the critical importance of maintaining auditable financial records and truly understanding multi-jurisdictional legal protections.
For both traditional finance and the digital asset sectors, cross-border compliance and strategic legal planning are no longer niche considerations. They're fundamental requirements.
As proceedings unfold, the response from U.S.
courts and the trajectory of Thailand's civil forfeiture will be closely watched by legal experts worldwide.
The outcome will likely reshape international asset freeze procedures, influence future AML enforcement strategies, and really clarify the intersection of digital media, public perception, and legal strategy.
Ultimately, the Yim Leek case demonstrates that in today's interconnected financial landscape, success depends not only on capital, but on sophisticated legal strategy, regulatory awareness, and digital transparency.
The lessons from this high-profile dispute will absolutely influence financial compliance and cross-border litigation for years to come. Thanks for diving into this with me.